From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Kurdish Peshmerga fighters, backed by Turkish artillery, have continued their assault on the IS-held towns near Mosul with a new effort aimed at Besheka, about 10 kilometers northeast of Iraq's second-largest city. Meanwhile, in the village of Safira, about 30 kilometers to the south, Iraqi federal police fired mortars and rockets at suspected IS targets. Iraqi Brigadier Nijem El-Jabour, leading the operation, said the morale of his forces remains high.
ISIS collapsed. ISIS now, their morale very down. You can read in the faces of the soldiers and the civilian with us, their morale very high. I think this the end of ISIS.
Safira, among dozens of villages taken from IS militants since the beginning of the Mosul campaign a week ago. A group of 26 Asian sailors has been freed from nearly 5 years' captivity by Somali pirates. They arrived Sunday in Kenya. The sailors were seized when their Omani-flagged vessel was overtaken close to the Seychelles in March of 2012. They were handed over in the Somali town of Galkayo Saturday. John Steed is coordinator with the group Oceans Beyond Piracy.
As with any negotiation, you try and find the right people to negotiate with. And we've achieved what we've achieved today by getting tribal elders, religious leaders, and the local community and the regional government all involved to put pressure on these guys to release these hostages. 4.5 years is, you know, unreasonable. It's just not right.
A $1.5 million ransom was reportedly paid for their release, but that could not be independently verified. This is VOA News. Indian police have killed at least 18 Maoist rebels in the eastern state of Odisha. The Maoists have fought a decades-long war against New Delhi across eastern and central India. Police ambushed dozens of the insurgents following a tip-off on their location. Lithuanians voted for major change in a second round of parliamentary elections Sunday, handing victory to a center-right farmers' union that previously held just one seat in parliament. The Peasants and Green Union Party, led by 46-year-old millionaire farmer Ramūnas Karbauskas, is expected to end up with 54 seats in the 141-seat parliament. It's the biggest victory by a single party in Lithuania in 20 years. Karbauskas said his party would engage in negotiations with other parties beginning Monday on forming a coalition government. He said he hopes to form a coalition within 10 days. The Lithuanian economy has struggled with slowing growth and an exodus of workers. French officials Monday are expected to use buses to transport thousands of migrants to reception centers and destroy a makeshift refugee camp near the northern port city of Calais that's come to be known as the jungle. The relocation effort is expected to take about a week. The Hudson Institute's Ben Haddad said the migration issue has become a political hot-button issue in France.
It's become very heated because in the context of a broader refugee crisis and the issues of migration and the rise of populism all over Europe, this has become very political in the town of Calais, which is a post-industrial city in north of France, struggling with high unemployment, where Marine Le Pen's National Front, the whole region is polling very highly, so it's become a very tense political issue.
Some migrants may refuse to go because they still want to get to Britain across the English Channel. Spain's socialists have decided to stop blocking the rival Popular Party from forming a minority government, bringing to an end the country's nearly 10-month political impasse. The vote effectively grants Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy a second term in office. In South Africa, a senior member of the ruling African National Congress, Jackson Mthembu, the parliamentary whip, is calling on the ANC's top leadership to resign, including President Jacob Zuma. He said fraud charges against Finance Minister Pravin Gordhan, along with the party's poor showing in August municipal elections, and party factionalism motivated his decision. At least 13 people were killed and more than 30 others were injured when a tour bus crashed into the back of a tractor-trailer truck in Southern California early Sunday. The crash occurred near Palm Springs, about 160 kilometers east of Los Angeles. Speed could be an issue. A federal investigation is underway. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.